Press Review.
Russia partners with China in aviation. Spain buys 1 million euros of riot gear. Drones flown over ISIS stronghold in Syria. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said Monday that Russia must boost its domestic aircraft production following Western sanctions over the conflict in Ukraine, the Moscow Times writes. Meanwhile, one of the deputies said Moscow would develop a new long-range airliner with China. The Daily noted the need for domestic aircraft alternatives to Western juggernauts such as Boeing and Airbus has been highlighted by the crisis in Ukraine, which has forced Russia to ensure it does not need Western partners in sensitive industries if sanctions continue to ramp up. At the time, Russian airlines lease 90% of their planes from the West, and sanctions grounded one airline, low-coster Dobrolet, in August, the newspaper reminds. Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin, who oversees the defense industry, said on Monday that Russia and China plan to sign an agreement in October on the joint production of a new long-range aircraft. At the same time, Russia intends to double the production of its newest civilian airliner, the Sukhoi Superjet 100, from 2015. In 2013, only 25 Superjets were made. The company said in August that it will produce 40 by the end of 2014 and reach the level of 50 aircraft in 2015. The Spanish government is readying itself for a restless autumn, The Guardian writes, as it spends nearly 1 billion euros in riot gear for police units and protest groups prepare for a string of demonstrations. The newspaper reminds that since June, the Interior Ministry has tendered 4 contracts to purchase riot equipment ranging from shields to step vests. The ministry also finalized its purchase of a new truck-mounted water cannon, an anti-riot measure used during Spain's dictatorship and the transition to democracy, but seen rarely in recent years. The ministry said in its tender that the water cannon was necessary given the current social dynamic, The Daily notes. Amnesty International in Spain said the purchase of riot gear was a worrying development. The newspaper quotes its spokesman. They say they buy this material to control disturbances, but how exactly will it be used? In Greece, we have documented how these water cannons, when used at short distance, can provoke severe injuries and commotions. U.S. drones are being flown over the capital of the Islamic State in Syria, The Telegraph reports. This is part of a drive by America to target Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the jihadist group's elusive leader, the newspaper explains. Residents of the northern Syrian city of Raqqa have captured photo and video footage of remotely piloted planes, which Western weapons experts have identified as American predators, the same drones used in Pakistan and Yemen to attack suspected terrorists. The U.S. has not publicly stated that it is flying drones over Syria, and the sightings over Raqqa are first indication that it is doing so. The Daily suggests that the sightings are the clearest indication that President Barack Obama has dramatically changed his policy, aggressively stepping up reconnaissance of ISIS positions as the U.S. works to assemble an international coalition to fight the jihadists. The Daily notes that Obama would be required personally to order a strike against the ISIS leader, weighing the advantages of his death against the risk of civilian casualties. But security experts believe he will make the decision to attack if opportunity arises.